This is All of It from WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. Hey, everybody, thank you for spending some time with me today. For Justin Townes Earl, becoming something other than a musician might have looked like rebellion. His middle name is a nod to Townes Van Zandt, the late singer-songwriter, and the last name he picked up from his dad, Steve Earl. Justin did not act out and become, say, a lawyer or a fund manager. He became a working musician who's released 7 albums. His new album is due out this Friday. It's called The Saint of Lost Causes, and it tells stories that take places in places like Flint, Michigan, Appalachia, Los Angeles, and New York. The album is a departure from some of his more personal work and more of a meditation on social issues across America. Here's a clip from the song Flint City Shake It.
So let's talk about a place that you might not have known. Just a little further around up the road, will you know about the meeting? Baby, let's get down to the balls. Tell you about a place that really made America roll. Flint City Shake It.
Justin Townes Earl joins me with his guitar in studio. Hi, Justin. Welcome to All of It.
Hi. Glad to be here.
Was it ever a question that you were going to be a musician?
It was. I mean, I thought about being a golfer, like, you know, you were talking about Billy Hedge, but, you know, something like that. You know, how do you rebel? How do you rebel when you're an Earl? But, when I was 12 years old, I picked up the guitar because I was a Kurt Cobain fan. But then shortly after that, I discovered Lead Belly. And here we go. I mean, by 14 years old, I knew who Lead Belly was, and I quit school, and this is what I was doing.
Oh, that's so interesting. So you went for the whole grunge thing, and then there was something about the blues that got you. What? Even as a little kid, that's interesting.
Even as a kid, well, you know, I think there was just something about, like, when I heard, well, it was because of Nirvana, like, you know, I heard the Unplugged record,
yeah.
Right? I watched that live, and Kurt does Where Did You Sleep Last Night? Or In the Pines, or whatever you want to call it. How, you know, My Girl, what do you want to call it?
Yeah.
You know, so there's many names for it. But that was, I was just like, my dad asked me, he was like, what's your favorite song on the record? I was like, oh, Kirk has this great song called, you know, Where Did You Sleep Last Night? He goes, oh, no, son, that's Lead Belly. Probably one of the best things my dad ever did for me.
That's so interesting. So wait, you were in a couple bands when you were growing up in Nashville. The Swindlers, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Distributors.
The Distributors. Well, the Distributors was just a short-lived rock band that I had after the Swindlers. The Swindlers was actually an existing band that I kind of, you know, got in on. No, none of them wrote songs. So they were all just, you know, playing Hard-Hearted Hannah and all this old-time stuff, wearing, you know, the funny hats and the baggy pants and... You know, old-timey band, and then here I moved back from Chicago. I was 18 actually. I moved back from Chicago to Nashville and met all these guys, and I became the only guy in the band that wrote songs. So
that's why you spun out as a solo artist. You wanted to write.
Well, you know what? I love democracy. I do, but not in my music. My music is a pure 100% dictatorship, and I rule.
Democracy ends at the door.
It ends at the door when it goes when he goes to making music. I do not want your free jazz. I do. No. And I knew Ornette Coleman. I told him I didn't like free jazz.
I'm wondering if you did take anything from those experiences with those two bands that you still use, or that you were able to sort of channel into your own thing.
Oh, absolutely. Corey Yontz, who's now a member of Old Crow Medicine Show. He was in the Swindlers, and he was the first person where we started singing together, and the harmonies that we got together were it changed a lot for his rhythm, the way that he was a great piano player, a great mandolin player, a great harmonica player, and we started just. We were trouble. We were big trouble back in those days. But we called ourselves the Soul Mole because we both had a mole right on our Adam's apple, both of us. And we thought that's why we sang so well together.
So the harmonies, that idea of you could be your own artist, but you could also flesh it out with other artists and other sounds and other musicians.
Absolutely. You have to have the other musicians. But, I mean, one thing that singer-songwriters have, I mean, if you want to do this, like, don't think that Springsteen didn't step on anybody's head, you know, didn't discard anybody when they needed to be. You know, it's like, you're my best friend, but you know what? You're not cutting it. Get out of here. We're going to get this other person. You know, you have to be able to do that if you want to be a singer. I mean, I do believe that nobody ever becomes, you know, ever gets to the top without stepping on somebody. Anybody's like, I got here and I never stepped on anybody's. I never hurt. No, you bull. No way.
Do you think you learned that because you grew up in Nashville, and Nashville is, I mean, it's a music town, but it's also a music industry town.
Very cutthroat. And I mean, and also because, you know, and because my dad told me when I quit school in the eighth grade, he said, he was like, look, are you going to do this? You want to do this for a living? And he goes, let me tell you, he's like, you're going to miss births. You're going to miss weddings. You're going to miss birthdays. You're going to miss funerals. You're going to miss it all. He's like, you're going to miss a lot. And I did. I missed the birth of my daughter. I missed her first birthday. You know, it's like he was right. You know, it's like all these things. But I knew that it was one of these, if you want to do this, you have to do this. You know, you have to go for it. You can't sit on the same bar stool every night, go home, write your songs, and think, mm-hmm. Why doesn't my every Wednesday show at this bar, you know, do anything? It's like, no, you need to get on the road. You need to go. You need to move. You need to move. Go, 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 go.
I've heard so many artists, people tell them that if you can do anything else, do it. Anything else. But because if you're going to do this, you have to be obsessed with it.
That's it.
It's the priority. And even when that doesn't sound that it's right that it's the priority, it's the priority.
It's very true. It's very true.
My guest is Justin Townes Earl. We're going to talk about his new record, The Saint of Lost Causes. So this one was recorded in Nashville, whereas your last one was in Omaha.
Yes, yes.
Why did you record your last record in Omaha?
That was actually at a request of New West Records. It was my first record with New West. I'd never worked with an outside producer, a non-Nashville producer before. They wanted me to work with Mike Mogus. Actually, they wanted me to work with several people, and I was like, no. Okay, Mike sounds, which was great. Working with Mike was something else. But one thing I did realize is that working in Nashville, making records in Nashville is a luxury because we have the best studios.
Oh, yeah.
We got the best players. You know, it's like I don't have to worry about, it's like, you know, if this drummer can't cut it, I know 10 other ones. If this steel player can't cut it, I know 15 other ones. You know, it's not one of those things where in Omaha, it's like, well, we got one guy that plays steel, and you know, and you gotta deal with it. No.
So that's pretty cool about Nashville that you have your pick of the best, and there's 10 best.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know what? If you want gambling and whores, you go to Vegas. If you want to make records, you go to Nashville.
So when did you write the songs for The Saint of Lost Causes?
I wrote them over the last. I wrote them in about a 4 month period. Mm-hmm. I always write records to be records. So once they're written and it's time to go into the studio. So within the last year they were written. First song was Flint City Shake It that I wrote. That and Ay Esta Mi Niña came right after that, and then I was just like, oh, we gotta explain America.
That was my next question was you said you make them as a whole, so you really have a idea of a story you want to tell, a beginning, middle, and end.
Absolutely. It's
when
a thesis.
You write your record.
It's a thesis. Yeah, exactly. Hard beginning, hard middle, hard end, with only the most pertinent information. You know, you don't need to know if, you know, she's got blue eyes. You don't need to know that she had red lipstick on. Just let the blue eyes and let everybody else build that around there. You know, it's like leave something. My records are very conceptual. Even my early records, there's a concept behind them. The light, nothing. I've never done anything like Saint of Lost Causes as far as a concept is concerned. But I always write, I never write more than 12, 13 songs a year, and they go on the record. Mm-hmm. I write records to be records. I don't write a bunch of songs and choose, like, oh, this one will work.
Mm-hmm.
No.
It's interesting about Flint City Shake It. It's such Flint, Michigan. It's such a sad and tragic story. And then it's got this, you know, it's got a vibe. It's a bop,
yeah.
Right? So what was it? What did you want to do with that? That idea of this very serious subject against this bop of a track.
Well, I wanted one thing when I first started thinking about that song. I was thinking about it as a slow ballad, and then I was just like, you know what? Like, Flint ain't sad. You know, I mean, like, it's a terrible thing that's going on there, but they don't need a sad song about them. They need a song that makes them move, like they used to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they used to. Because I mean, Flint was, that's where they, the creation of the middle class was supposedly, it's where they were, it was supposedly created.
So you want to celebrate the Flint of past.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and just the people of Flint now.
Gotcha.
You know, not just Flint of past, just the people that are still there, that are hanging in there, you know, they're not going to let anybody put them down. You know, they're not. You know, there's only 400,000 people in that town. There's maybe, I think, what, like 18 cops or something like that on their whole force for that whole town. And it's a dangerous town, but people's proud.
Will you play a song for us from the record?
No.
Please?
Okay.
I should have said please first. Will you please play a song for us, Justin? What are you going to play first?
Let's do Santa Lost Causes.
All right. This is Justin Towns Earl.
Oh. I'm a bad dream, not a nightmare, I'm too pretty for that. Let's see, I'm the last thing you wanna see coming. I'm the reason they say watch your back. But for so long, I was just like a wounded hound, backed up to a chain link fence. World at large was like a big mean kid just poking me through that fence with a stick. There goes wife's one of the biggest lessons. Nothing to do with deserve. First you go bad, then you get mean. There's nothing left but to grow cold, baby. You pray. This ain't a lost cause. Now it's a cruel world, oh, but it ain't hard to understand. You got your sheeps, you got your shepherds, you got your wolves in amongst men. Now it can be hard to tell. Might find a wolf in shepherd's clothes. Now and then you're gonna find sheep in amongst all them troubled souls. And there ain't nothing can be done. That's just the way it goes, baby. What you doing? You pray. This ain't a lost cause. Now some might say that I've got no faith, no heart, and surely no shame. The truth is that this has been with me so long that I must admit I like the pain now, baby. How many encounters you ever had, but yet how many wolves you ever even seen? Got about as much chance running into one of them as you do running into me. But you still take nothing for granted. Might live on the best block in Beverly Hills. You be sure you lock up tight at night, 'cause you know poor folks ain't got nothing to steal. They just pray. The saint of lost causes. Yeah, they pray. Oh, pray to the saint of lost causes. No, no.
That was Justin Towns Earl playing the Saint of Lost Causes, the title of his new album, by the way. Is that a reference to Saint Jude?
Yes.
Jude the Apostle?
Yes. Absolutely, because I mean, it's a funny idea that St. Jude's Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
And also the saint of, you know, because people forget that, like, if you're not Catholic, most people don't realize that saints are not just the patron saint of one thing. They got a list.
And he is desperate and lost causes.
The saint of lost causes. I love that.
When were you a lost cause in your life? At what point? Everybody is at some point.
I always have been. I was born a lost cause. I mean, I started shooting heroin when I was 12, you know, so... which I haven't done, and I mean, it's been years since I've gotten into that crap, especially now with all the crap they put in it.
Yeah.
But it was. I think it was just always that, you know, I was either going to be a gangster or I was going to be a musician. If I didn't do this, I would be in prison right now.
You really believe that, yeah?
I know that.
Yeah.
I know that. Yeah. Because I don't know any other ways to make money.
Was it the crowd you were hanging with, or was that something that was internal inside of you?
Well, you know, it was the kids that I grew up with, most of whom are dead now or in prison. It was, you know, my dad had a lot to do with it. You know, you drop your kid off at the crack house and leave him there for a week. You know, that's a wow. That'll make him do something to him, right? You know. So, but you know, it's like music was the only thing. Like, I was never going to graduate. I didn't graduate high school, and then didn't even make it to high school, middle school, you know. And I was never going to go to college. I was either going to go to prison or I was going to go on the road. That was it. I always knew that.
When?
And if this ends, I'll probably end up in prison.
Well, let's hope not for that. But what was it? There's a point you make a decision that really has an impact on your future. We've all made that choice, one or two choices, that if I had made another choice, I'd end up in place X.
Yes.
And you made a choice at some point that puts you sitting in a radio station, the largest public radio station in the country, with a guitar. What choice was that you made?
Well, when I moved to New York, I mean, mainly, I mean, like, I started making records in Nashville and got my focus going. But I realized that it was like, I was just like, you know, it's like, Woody Guthrie didn't stay in Pampa, Texas, to get his career going. You know, he didn't make a splash anywhere. I was like, you can be a musician in Nashville, a dime a dozen. Now, if you can do something in New York, so I moved to New York and I wrote Harlem River Blues. You know, right after I moved here and working for the MTA, New York had a huge effect on me. Hmm. And I knew if I could make it here, you know, like Sinatra says, you make it anywhere. You know, that old cliche. But, I mean, you know, you don't want to be I'm a country singer from Nashville. It's like, yeah, son.
Yeah,
yeah,
right?
We know all y'all. There's a ton of you.
So when you got to New York, it just kind of shook you? Or it was, I mean, it's hard to survive in New York. You just have to spend a lot of energy just surviving.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, luckily by that time, I did have like a tiny bit of a touring career going. And one thing that I learned very quickly is, when I moved to New York, I didn't go hang out with the kids at the cool spot. I went and hung out with the old men, you know, at the weird bar. And so, you know, I got cheap rent on 11th Street between A and B, you know, you know, because I wasn't, you know, hanging out with the cool kids in Williamsburg. Mm-hmm. I was sitting with the old men that's, you know, drink out of pure desperation, not for fun.
Oh, old man bars are the best.
Oh.
Old man bars are the best.
The best. The best. And they're going away.
We got to save the old man bars. I'm with you on that one. My guest is Justin Townes Earle. The name of his new album is The Saint of Lost Causes. You know, you've been very open about your dad wasn't around, and when he was around, it wasn't the greatest influence in the world for you. As you're a dad now, a couple of you, she's so cute. She's on your Instagram.
You.
She's Etta.
Etta St. James. Yep.
And it's Etta James after Etta James?
Yeah. And I gave her the saint, but it's not saint spelled out. It's big ass little T, period, like Louisiana style.
Okay. Yeah. What kind of dad are you? What are you doing to be a good dad?
You know, I'm a terrible husband, but I'm a good dad. I am, you know. My daughter loves me. She's not, I'll have fun with my daughter. My wife doesn't like a lot of my decisions, but, you know, I don't like a lot of hers either. And
it's hard when you travel this much, because you have to.
I think it's hard, period. It's hard, period, especially when you have two very opinionated people. That's I mean, I told her, I was just like, you just wait. I was just like, that little girl is going to get, she's got this mouth on her that is just.
You see it coming.
I taught her to cuss. And Jen was mad at, mad as hell at me. But I did. I was just like. And she finally did.
Oh, my gosh. So do you think you'll come off the road a little bit when she gets older? Or you think
no.
It's, no, you're going to have to stay.
Nobody ever gets to ask me to stop doing this.
Huh.
The only thing that gets to stop me from doing this is death.
Is that because you think if you stop doing this, trouble awaits?
Well, I mean, just because it's all I know.
Yeah.
I've been doing this so long. I mean, since I was 15 years old, I've been on the road. If I'm at home for like 2 weeks, I mean, I'm a disaster at home. I'm messy. I'm, you know, it's just because I do. I can't help it. I think of everything like a hotel room. We'll be gone the next day. You know, I can't help it. I'm bad at, and I start chomping at the bit if I'm at home for more than a week.
You gotta get out in the road.
Nobody ever gets to stop me but nature.
My guest is Justin Townes Earl. His new album is called The Saint of Lost Causes. So it's interesting. I read one interview said you never write a protest song that directly addresses the president or someone in power directly. Why not? And what would you describe these songs as?
Social commentary. Mm-hmm. They're not political. They're social. And I think that we don't know that America's losing. They don't see the difference anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane that in one of the richest countries in the world, we have people that can't drink their water. That's insane that we have we allow people to skin our mountains and blow the tops off of them and destroy Appalachia. It's insane that places like South Central Los Angeles exist, places like the Jordan Downs exist. They don't have to. They don't have to. We messed up. We messed up. And that's not political. There ain't no politician going to fix that. We messed up as people. That's our problem. We tell the politicians what to do. We, you know, mm-hmm. if we really, you know, go for it. I mean, let's go back in time. I mean, and look how it used to be. They don't run us. We run them unless we just get weak, and we're weak. We've gotten weak, and we've letting a lot of people fall to the wayside. And it doesn't got, I mean, hell, it's bad politicians, but it's our fault. Us, and we have to take credit for that. Not, it's their fault. Over there on the right, I'm on the left. It's like, no, our fault. We're Americans. It's our fault. All of us.
Will you play one more song for us, please?
Yes.
Frightened by the Sound?
That's what I'll do.
All right, this is Justin Townes Earl.
Silence broken. Thunder roll, followed by the bright lights from a lightning strike. Wind is picking up to a low moan. I feel the pressure drop. Rain starting, stop, storm coming. Oh, it's gonna miss us now. Storm come. Don't be frightened by the sound of a moment of silence. Uneasy still, followed by the steady rains. Hard against my window pane. Keep an eye on the river. It's already up. There's no need to worry yet. Let us not forget that last time the rain come down like this, so much was lost.
never know the true cost of comp. It's gonna miss us now. Storm come, don't be frightened by the sound of it. There's so much at stake. How far will it go? No, only a fool would place such a bet on which way the wind's gonna blow. Damage will be. We just can't live off hope. Never get out alone. Storm coming. Oh, it's gonna mess us now. Storm coming. Don't be frightened by the sound of it now. Don't be frightened by the sound.
That was Justin Townes Earle. The name of the record is The Saint of Lost Causes. It comes out this Friday. Congratulations on the record.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.